Welcome back to Us and Tomorrow, the podcast that's always looking ahead, no matter how far away ahead might be. I am Belinda Chen, and today we are ditching the near future for something a bit more ambitious. We are talking eon cli-fi, science fiction that stretches across centuries, millennia, or even eons. Forget next year's gadgets. We are pondering the fate of humanity on a cosmic timescale. What happens when civilizations rise and fall? Planets are terraformed, and the very laws of physics are bent to our will. Let's jump in and find out. So, what makes eon cli-fi different from your average space opera? It's all about scope. These stories aren't just about exploring new planets or battling alien empires, although they are interesting. They're about the long, slow dance of evolution, the rise and fall of civilizations, and the enduring questions of what it means to be human in a universe that's constantly changing. Think about it. Most sci-fi focuses on problems we might face in the next few decades, but what about the challenges our descendants will face in 1,000 years? 10,000? A million? Eon cli-fi dares to ask those questions, and the answers can be pretty mind-blowing, of course. These narratives often grapple with the very nature of progress, and they question whether technological advancement is always a force for good. And they also prompt us to consider the long-term consequences of our actions. They delve into the limits of humanity, and they explore whether we can truly overcome our inherent flaws and build a sustainable civilization, or if we're destined to repeat the mistakes etched in our past. The search for meaning takes center stage as we ponder our place in the vast cosmos and the purpose of life when viewed across such immense stretches of time. The power of memory becomes a crucial theme, and it examines how we preserve our culture and history, and what happens when civilizations fade into forgotten echoes. And of course, the evolution of consciousness itself, as we wonder if we'll transcend our physical forms or remain tethered to our biological origins. One of the most compelling aspects of eon cli-fi is the way it challenges our assumptions about time. We tend to think of time as a linear progression, with past behind us and a future ahead, but eon cli-fi often blurs those lines, and they show us how the past can influence the future and how the future can reshape our understanding of the past. Imagine a civilization that has mastered time travel. They could go back and change the course of history, creating alternate timelines and paradoxes that defy our understanding of cause and effect. Or imagine a species that lives for thousands of years, slowly accumulating knowledge and wisdom across generations. Their perspective on the universe would be vastly different from our own. So, where can you find some great examples of eon cli-fi? Let me give you some recommendations. You could perhaps read into Olaf Stapleton's Last and First Men, which is I think a true classic that chronicles humanity's evolution across billions of years as we adapt and face down existential threats. Werner Vinge's A Fire Upon the Deep offers a sprawling space opera with regions of space governed by different laws of physics, a truly mind-bending setting for a conflict spanning millennia. Alastair Reynolds' House of Suns follows scattered clones across the galaxy, each living for centuries with their own agendas. Then there's Adrian Tchaikovsky's Children of Time, which is a fascinating exploration of a new species of intelligent spiders evolving onto a terraformed planet and their encounter with the remnants of humanity. And although not strictly eon cli-fi, Frank Herbert's Dune explores themes of long-term planning, genetic engineering, and the rise and fall of dynasties across centuries. So, what can we learn from eon cli-fi? I think it offers a valuable perspective on the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead for humanity. By imagining the long-term consequences of our actions, we can make better decisions in the present. By exploring the limits of our potential, we can push ourselves to achieve greater things, and by contemplating the vastness of the universe, we can gain a deeper appreciation for our place within it. Ion Cli-Fi reminds us that we are a part of something much larger than ourselves, if we bother to care. It's a story that we are still writing, and it's up to us to decide what the next chapter will be. As we wrap up our journey into the realm of Ion Cli-Fi, I hope you're feeling inspired to think big, to dream boldly, and to consider the long-term consequences of your actions. The future is not something that happens to us, it's something we create, and by embracing the spirit of Ion Cli-Fi, we can create a future that is worthy of our descendants. That's all for this episode of Us and Tomorrow. If you enjoyed this trip through time and space, be sure to subscribe. Next time, we'll be diving into another aspect of our rapidly evolving technological future. Until then, keep looking up, keep dreaming big, and remember that the future is waiting to be written.